You're listening to SBS News.
After much criticism about vaccine rollout in the European Union, the European Commission has conceded it was late to authorise COVID-19 vaccines and too optimistic about mass production. President Ursula von der Leyen says there was hope and expectation that orders would be delivered on time.
But broadly speaking, we underestimated the difficulty related to mass production. Normally, it takes 5 to 10 years to produce a new vaccine. We did it in 10 months. This is a huge scientific success, and we should be rightly proud.
The Commission Chief says she remains committed to having 70% of the adult population in the EU vaccinated by the end of summer.
But Europe has invested billions of euros in capacities in advance, and we urged the member states to plan their vaccine rollout. So now we all need predictability.
But this pandemic is far from predictable, with variants of coronavirus posing challenges for vaccine manufacturers and experts. A study has shown the AstraZeneca vaccine offers less protection against the variant of novel coronavirus first identified in South Africa. However, the European Commission has pledged to provide 3.7 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine and 170,000 Pfizer vaccine doses to Ukraine. The World Health Organization chief scientist, Dr. Soumya Swaminathan, says the AstraZeneca vaccine is one of the main options at the COVAX facility, the world's access portal.
It's going to be procured in hundreds of millions of doses and distributed around the world. And so many countries will be receiving their first tranches of the vaccine from the COVAX facility later in February.
The UN Health Agency issued its guidance on Wednesday, noting a study showing the limited effectiveness was against mild versions of COVID-19. But there is no evidence to suggest the vaccine doesn't safeguard against severe disease. The chair of the Strategic Advisory Group of Experts, Alejandro Craviotto, is recommending the vaccine be used for anyone aged over 18 and even if variants are present in a country. He says holding back on a path forward because of limited information is inappropriate.
We have thousands of people dying from the infection in many countries of the world daily. And I think anything we can do to use a product that might reduce that is totally justified.
On Wednesday, South Korea declared emergency authorization for the AstraZeneca vaccine with plans to use it for people aged 65 and older. The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is supporting AstraZeneca's vaccine after studying the data.
As new variants appear, it will be more useful than ever to have vaccines that can combat all variants. And yes, I certainly think we need to be getting ready for a world in which we do have booster jabs against new variants in the autumn.
Mr. Johnson is urging all citizens to be inoculated against COVID-19, and that includes several celebrities who are spreading the word. Sir Elton John has appeared in a British health advertisement about vaccinations.
And as you can see, I'm still standing. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thanks, Elton. We'll let you know.
On a more serious note, the UK's chief scientist, Patrick Vallance, says everyone needs to be cautious about COVID-19 variants.
So we need to watch out for it, we need to measure it, we need to keep on top of it, and need to keep testing the vaccine effects in this situation. But the very key thing, the thing that we have to do is get numbers down.
And worldwide case figures are approaching 108 million infections, with almost 4 million coronavirus cases in the United Kingdom alone. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.